Yep. All right, don't worry.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is that Miss Doherty?
Yeah.
Hi, Miss Doherty. My name's Gemma. I'm calling from MMA Legal. It's just regarding the Scottish redress claim you sent us a text message yesterday. How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks.
Good. Thank you for getting back to us. I know it is hard sometimes to get in contact with people because you're at work and stuff. Thanks for letting us know to give you a call, okay?
Yeah.
So all it was, we just wanted to confirm the details that we had for you and make sure they are correct. Take a brief statement from you and just get it all submitted for you. Is that okay?
Right. So first of all, I've already got, I don't know if you're the same organisation, but I'm sure somebody sent me out stuff. Like, I've already got information. Uh-huh.
Right. When was this? Can you remember?
Yeah, hold on. I've got a stamp on this. Make sure it's the right company, because what's happened is I'm going through like a third party counselling type thing, and it was her therapy that suggested it, but she was like,
okay,
you're supposed to get, I don't know if it's the same organisation, but you're supposed to get help to fill the form in, because the forms are like warranties.
I
don't know if you're the same people, are you?
It might not be, but to be honest with you, like, we do everything for you, so you don't have to fill any forms in. We fill it all in for you. We realise it is distressing, so that's what our job is to do, to help you with it all. And the way it's no win, no fee, which will be the same as the other company, but we're actually the cheapest. We only charge 16%, that's it, if we're successful. So if you don't get any money back, you obviously don't pay anything. Our fee is 16%. All the other companies are like 20-30%. So we will definitely cheaper than them.
So I'm just confused as to why I've got it's called the Scottish Redress Scheme Application Pack. Is that you guys?
Yeah. That's what we're doing, but it might be from somebody else. If you spoke to that other woman and she sent you a pack out, we don't need you to fill any pack in. I can actually fill it all out for you today. It'll only take 5-10 minutes and then that's it. You're done. You don't have to fill anything else in.
Right, so I think I've already spoke to somebody in your team because what I found out was, but what they informed me of was that you had to be, oh fuck.
Sorry,
that because it was a voluntary offer. It's okay, buddy.
It was what, Sarah?
Hold on. Okay,
right,
because it was a voluntary offer that you had, and it wasn't under social work. It was under social work, but I wasn't in the care of social work. It was like respite.
It was respite, okay. And so, was that was it like when you say respite? It was kind of still like care, but not a care home. It was respite.
It wasn't a care. Well, it was a residential school. It was under social work, so it was done through the school as respite for my mum. So she volunteered to put me there rather than.
Did you live there?
For 6 weeks, yeah.
6 weeks.
For 3 years, yeah.
Okay.
So I started speaking to your colleague, and then when he asked me if I had like social worker and stuff, and I was like, no, it was like the school had organised it. And he said, no, this has to be people who were there through.
I don't think that's right. Let me just check for you, because it's going to be the same for us and the other company that you spoke to. If we can't deal with your needs, if that makes sense, because it's all the same criteria.
What the other people said was, okay, maybe it was a voluntary order that you had, but the damage that was done and your lived experience is still there. And that's the result, I think.
Mm-hmm. As far as I'm aware, as long as it was under the Scottish Government, which it was, then you would be eligible, because it's the Scottish Government that are the ones that are paying out all of this money, because it's them that have neglected people. They knew what was going on and they've not done anything about it.
Yeah.
So that's it's them that are paying it out, if that makes sense. Not any care homes, not any respite. It's the Scottish Government that are actually having to pay out millions and millions of people. So as far as I'm aware, as long as you know, it was, you was under someone's care, then that should be fine. Am I all right to just pop you on hold for 1 minute?
Yeah,
just
sure.
Check?
Yeah.
All right. But with this one, she was in a residential school. She was there for respite for like 6 weeks at a time for 3 years. And she was abused in there. So is that all right? Yeah. On and off. Yeah. No, I won't do that. I do as little as I can. Hiya, sorry to keep you waiting there. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. As I mentioned, you was in care, some form of care. So it doesn't matter what type of care it was, you was in care.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, like you say, what you've been through with them has been horrendous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you should still be eligible to receive compensation for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so like I say, we just confirm the details that we do have. I just take a brief statement. I will type everything out for you. You do not have to fill anything in yourself, okay?
Okay.
One moment. And I'll be as quick as I can because I know it's obviously not great talking about this for you. So
okay.
I won't keep you on the phone too long. Okay. So could I just get your first name? Because I've got your initial as K, but I've not got the actual name.
It's Karen, spelled K-A-R-O-N.
O-N, yeah. And your middle name, please, Karen?
It's Geraldine.
Thank you.
So at that time, my surname was different as well.
I'll take that in a moment.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Okay, what is your old name, please?
It's McCoy, M-C, big C-O-Y.
Thank you. And could I please take your date of birth?
28/3/75.
Okay, and I've got your email address, thedoc00@hotmail.co.uk, is that correct?
No, that's an old one. Can I give you my recent one?
Yeah,
so it's Kay Doherty.
Yeah.
2875.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
Brilliant, thank you. Are you doing anything nice over the bank holiday?
No, just not working, which is good nice.
That's always a bonus, isn't it? We're off Monday, but we've come in today.
All right.
It's easier to get older people today because people are at home.
And that's the hard thing is when you're working Friday night besides to try and get anything else done.
It's so hard because obviously people answer and then obviously because it's something you don't want to talk about in front of people and stuff, so it is quite hard to just get a hold of people. And did you miss or missus?
Just missed.
So can you just please give me the name again of the school?
The primary school was St. Colette's.
St. Colette's, yeah.
Yeah. And that was Easter House.
Yeah. Easter House, yeah.
Yeah.
And what area was that, please, Karen?
That's Easter House in Glasgow.
Glasgow, thank you. Jeez. And what year... Oh, don't worry about that. What year was you in there? Can you remember?
It was primary 5, so primary 6, so...
So maybe 1983 or something. So you would have been in 5 and 6, you would have been about 8 to 11 maybe, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Because 5 and 6 is like your last years in school, isn't it?
So we leave school, done in March, So in March, I would have been about 8, 9, 10, that round about that time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're 10 years older than me. I've just turned 40. You just turned 50, haven't you? So,
51.
Yeah, it's hard to remember all the
years. I'm 51 now, yeah.
You're 51, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and especially with yourself, you've probably tried to block a lot of it out, haven't you?
Yeah, it's only recently that I've started kind of through therapy for it. I'm also, working with First Tier and another organisation as well through the NHS.
How's that going?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I think it's just more damage than it's worse. And then sometimes I think I need to try and build coping skills, because at 51, I'm still single. I can't hold a relationship. You know, all these sort of things. Just,
Bless you. Well, I suppose, you know, therapy has got to help, hasn't it? I mean, it might not feel like it is all the time, has it not?
Yeah.
God bless you. Sorry to hear that.
Okay. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Right. So, just, I know it's hard to go into, but from memory, what is it that stood out in this one for you?
In terms of what, sorry?
Just in terms of, like, the abuse, or, like, mental, physical.
So, just, like, I remember the big one for me at that age was, like, having to share shovel and getting bullied into, like, all of us going down together and queuing up and having to take showers with each other. And I remember, like, some girls were crying at night and, you know, somebody, things that, force feeding you, like, you had to sit on tables, like, it was like a big conservatory, and that's where you would have your meals, and if you didn't eat something, you had to sit there until it was, you know, you had to eat it. And then I remember, like, it was like fish, and they were like pure, like, forcing it. These things that you just think, now if you go somewhere, I'm like, I don't like that, and it's just like a lot of trigger. And there was a lot of, like, not putting girls against each other, but
trying to get you to fall out.
Yeah, and picking favourites, and it's just
it's awesome. Thank you for that. So they would, like, kind of force you to eat fish if you didn't like it.
Yeah, and you'd sit at the table, and it was just that isolation, you know, sitting there and everybody would get a monitor at the table who would go up and get stuff. You never got, and then, you know, the girls who you were already, it was just horrible because they didn't want you to do it, but the teachers were, like, forcing them to do it, and then you're sitting there cold, and then they're forcing, like, at that time I remember it was fish. And I remember, like, again, in the classrooms, you know, when they put on, like, the chalkboards, like, you had to write letters back home, and it was just lies, like, everything was just...
Oh, my God, so they were forcing you to say, like, everything was fine when it wasn't, kind of...
Yeah, so they would put a sentence on the blackboard at the time, and you had to copy it.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
And, like, your clothes, so another thing was when you got you had to take your clothes with you, and you would put your name in your clothes. And when you got there, they took your clothes off you and just gave you, like, anything, because it was, like, maybe too much to do with, like, the laundry, because there was a laundry room, and you had your own stuff when you were getting stuff that didn't fit you. It was just degrading. It's just, like...
Clothes that they took them off,
Yeah, so they had their own laundry, so you had to put your name on all your clothes before you went. And they would keep clothes for during the day, if you had clothes for going outdoors, and then on a Sunday they took you to church to get your good clothes for that. So they would always make sure you don't get decent going out. But in terms of going to get your laundry, if your stuff wasn't there, they would just take it. You know, you were wearing clothes that weren't yours. And,
Oh, gosh, that's horrible, Karen. So, to the outside world, everyone thought everything was all right. And then...
Well, you just kind of thought this was it. I thought I was getting punished, you know, because I was told, like, I was a handful, and this was, you know, giving my mum a break. Then for me, what escalated is I then became, you know, acceptance of bad behaviour, and the result of this, and I'm open with it now, was when my mum got a new partner, he ended up sexually assaulting me, and my mum didn't believe me, because I had told her stuff like this, and she's like, no, that's not,
and
she's
not,
I think now that I'm stronger to say it, and I'm going, he's obviously seen that nobody's believing me, and did what it did and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I believe heart on heart that my barriers were lowered. My accepting of bad behaviour was just the norm. And then when somebody else can see that vulnerability at 10, 11, 12, just trade on it. So that's just been now I can see that, because I know myself now when I speak about things, and I know that
you know,
100%. I don't have a relationship with my mum anymore because I challenged her on it, etc. I don't speak to anybody anymore, but I believe it all stemmed from that. And now when I look back, she was only in her 30s. She said a new relationship, and I was just a nuisance. You know, that's the way I felt when she just said
that. Why did she think you're there?
Well, I don't know. I didn't get to answer her, but it was just what I've found out now is that it was for respite, because she'd obviously said that I was challenged, you know, in primary six.
I don't know.
I'm just for my reason. I wouldn't go back now, it's only now that I'm starting to kind of realise, and that's when I'm turning back stages, and this is when my counselling says that this is what's happened. Like, you can reach out for this redress thing, and obviously the thought is filling out forums. I'm all right now because I can talk about it, but I'm 51 now. I've only started since I'm 50. My children are older. Before I was always scared that I would come across as being unstable, or I would lose my kids, and that's how I never have
moved out. And then the same had happened to you as well, as what's happened. Yeah. Like, the same had happened to your children.
Well, they don't, again, it's another ripple effect, because I left their dad before they were teenagers. I just had this horrible, it's just escalated, it's just horrible. So, it's sad, because the only person that's still suffering is me. Everybody else, my stepsister's moved on, my mum's moved on, the conservator is now, he's dying, thank God. But, I do believe it's the same for being in that type of environment. Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. Oh, bless you. Sorry, I'm just typing. I won't be a
second. It's okay. You're very noisy, toys.
Noisy.
If it's a dog, it's barking. Sorry, I can hardly hear you.
No, it's all right. No worries. I thought you were on about me then.
No, I'm talking to him.
What kind of dog have you got?
A wee Cavapoo. Wee teddy bear.
All right, yeah. My friend's got one of them, yeah. In work, he brings it in, it's like...
Oh, I'd love to do that. You're a good boy. Just dogs go by and you're triggered.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. He's like his mum. Kidding on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Going in your basket?
Right, so I have updated... just the bits that you've been telling me about your mum. Could I please get your mother's name?
Yeah, so it's Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Same last name. Doherty is a married name, and again, maiden name is McCoy.
McCoy.
Yeah.
And your dad's name, please?
Biological dad, I don't have one.
No, same as me. All it is, it's just so we've got a family tree for you, because, like, say for instance there are two Karen Doherty's, I doubt it, because you've got a different...
Well, I'll give you another one then. So yeah. This is why my name changed. So when I got my national insurance number, my mum had lied to the bus lines, and she's put her new husband on my bus lines as my dad.
Oh my God.
So I got my new bus lines in 1980, I can't remember, but he's named as a father when he's not, and I've got his name.
Okay.
And it's horrible, because my half-sister's moved on, she's married, you know, my mum married him, and I'm lumbered, like, with his name, and the fact that it's on my bus line, and I can't change it, because I don't know who my biological dad is, and I don't speak to my mum. So it's in terms of, like... when you, children ever done, like, a DNA or whatever, and I'm like, that's life, something is...
Yeah.
But I've just got to live with it.
Oh, bless you. What's his name, please?
His name is Edward Doherty.
Okay. Right. So is that the one that did that to you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so horrible that you've got to have him on there.
Yep.
Yeah, obviously I don't know you, but I can understand why you don't talk to your mum.
Because I told her and she told me to stay quiet.
She told you to stay quiet?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Unusual, like, where we stayed, I'd get put in the care, all that head.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Now I can see it, I'm stronger now, but...
Yeah, you got put into care, that's so bad, that. Is there, from obviously your time in the school,
in the residential school?
Yeah, in the residential school. Is there anything else that you can think of that comes to mind, like, that really stands out?
Just the force feeding, there was no emotional support. You get hit, yeah. That was just part and parcel. Yeah, because there was one
teacher. That's norm here, isn't it?
Yeah. She had a ring, it was like a stone, and not punch, well, I was kind of punching you, but in the kind of shoulder. I just remember this ring, it was like gold, but it had like a stone, like a brown stone, and which you would punch you, you have that indentation of the stone in your, just below your shoulder at your collarbone. And I can't remember if it was in the class, so you had the classroom down the stairs, the dormitories, but you had a communal areas where you used to sit.
Yeah. So every time she hit you, it's leave a mark.
Yeah, I just remember this ring. The ring was just, I can't remember her face, but I just remember
the ring.
It just keeps coming back.
And was it just the one person, or did they all hit you?
Do you know what, I can't remember. As I said, it was just this image of the ring.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was more, from what I remember, it was more the kind, for me, it was, if you were, obviously you were sharing showers with the girls and you were naked.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. Just putting you down if you were crying, telling you to hurry up, and then when people were laughing, they were laughing. Yeah, it was just bullying culture.
There's no, sympathy.
Nothing.
I just don't understand how they can work in a job like this and have no
empathy
for people. Yeah.
I think we're all class, because I remember I went with a girl from my school and she was deaf. So what you done is you had your bag and all the girls all read to, there was a station in Glasgow called Buchanan Bus Station. So it was all the different schools and it was just all females and it was a tape. So it would be one period ago it was all girls and it would all be boys, and there was two different residential schools, and it was that kind of clique where you were singing songs about the other. It was like a military. It was like a military. And you all got piled on this bus. And now when I think about it, if you're watching programmes, it was as if you were getting sent to a concentration camp.
Yeah.
But at that time, in our heads, we were just we're going on a wee holiday, and you just try to make sense of where you were going. And I just remember, I get sent there with the only person that I knew who was deaf. Then you've got to try and forge relations. It was just horrible. See, when I think about it, it was I wouldn't do that to my worst enemy.
Have you seen that Handmaid's Tale? It sounds like that, what you're explaining to me. Have you seen that?
I started watching it, but it's very...
Yeah, but you couldn't...
Yeah, and it seemed to be girls who were a bit challenging, which, again, life, things happen, but it was the treatment.
Yeah.
They were going to resolve it. It wasn't going to help anybody. My relationships towards people after that change where, I tell my mum something and she's like, nah. And
just didn't believe,
Didn't believe me. And it went again.
Did they lock you in rooms and stuff?
Well, you're in dormitories. I remember you get sent to the headmistress's office was at the bottom. It was like massive, big, beautiful house, I remember. And the one that I went to is actually still there, but it's flat down in Irvine. And I don't know why I went to revisit it a couple of years ago. I was just like, no, because before I used to think I was dreaming these things.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought it was just a dream.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they've given me kind of antidepressants to stop the PTSD, and I'm like, I just thought it was a dream. It's not until you actually say it out loud and be like, oh no, that actually happened. And then I thought, oh my God, like that explains so much in my behaviors today. And now that I'm coming out the other side, I feel unable to say it. And it's not, I wasn't a bad person, like bad things happened. And crazy.
You've just been, it was just the hardest to like have a normal life, and then all this has been in the back of your head.
Yeah.
Like you say, you probably, when you're younger, you don't remember things for you, really.
You don't. And
like,
back then in the 80s, it was just you were told to shut up, you know, the adults. Not in a day and age now where they've got children have got a voice. I was told, like, you know, where we stayed, it was quite a, it was a theme basically. We would be kicked out, and you would get, oh, it's just horrible. You get put in care, and
it's horrible for anyone, but especially kids. When you're getting adults, because they're obviously big as well, aren't they? So when they're restraining you and stuff like that, it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. You just thought that's what it was. If you're running fast, they would just grab you, you know, hurry you up, you know, but.
Yeah.
Forcing you to get ready to get changed and get you need to be
looking
at the girls, that's just
okay. Yeah. That should be enough, Karen. I mean, is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like me to add on there for you?
No, I can think of.
Well, thank you for going through that. I know it is hard for you, Karen. So just to make you aware, I just need to read a very small script to you, just explaining your funding options clearly, okay? Mm-hmm. So basically, there are three ways that you can proceed with a Scottish redress application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, which £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can just instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. If you do choose us, it's just under a private agreement. As I mentioned, it's no win, no fee. So you will never, ever, ever pay any money out of your own pocket, Karen, okay? So if we are successful, our fee is only 16%. With VAT, it works out about 20%. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back. Our fee is 20%. You will get £80,000, Karen, okay? But like I say, we are going to do absolutely everything for you. We're going to go to the authorities and find out everything. So what we've found in the past is people have gone to the authorities and they've lied and said, no, we don't have the information, or, you know.
Well, that's what I get told as well, because the school had burnt down. The school's no longer there.
That's quite common. Yeah, so that is one of the things that they've done to try and get rid of evidence, is that set fire to place. files, but we can still get it for you, Karen, so don't worry about that, okay? Right, I just need to ask a few more questions, only really easy ones now. We've done the hard part and then we're all done, okay? One second. Can I just ask, Karen, you've not got any terminal illnesses at all, have you?
No.
Right, that's fine. All it is, they just speed the claim up for people if they do, that's all. Also, Karen, what we do need from you is we need a form of ID. So do you have a driver's license or a passport?
Yeah.
Right, perfect. And then we also need a proof of address dated in the last 3 months. Would you have one of those as well? Any letter will do, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. What I'm going to do in a second, I'm going to send you my number on WhatsApp. If you can just send that over for me, that'd be great, okay?
On WhatsApp,
Yeah, on WhatsApp, if that's all right. just to make you aware as well, like, we're not clutching at straws with this. As long as you have, obviously, experienced some form of abuse, which you have really badly, then the case will be successful. Like, there's no, like, doubt whether it's going to go through or not. We're not claiming direct from the care homes, Karen, as many of them have shut down, like you say.
Yeah.
Compensation will come directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones who are liable, and they were the ones who funded it all to begin with, and they knew exactly what was going on, and they did nothing to stop it at all. So they've already started to pay out for these cases. Some, on average, it's between $48,000 to $65,000. Per claim. Some people are getting more than that, some people are getting over 100,000. Obviously, we know it's not about the money, Karen, you know, you just want to, you know, be heard for what's gone, you know, what you've been through, and get some justice, I suppose, don't you?
Yeah, just that, yeah. It's only, I only came about a bit now through the counselling.
It's a good thing, I think, like, for people to be actually getting some, like, after everything you've been through, you know, you need some form of justice, don't you, Karen, at the end of the day?
Yeah, some peace out.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so just in case anything was to happen to you within the next year, well, it can take up to a year for the payout, some are quicker than that, some are like 6 to 8 months. Would you like us to add a beneficiary on there for you, just in case anything was to happen to you, Karen?
Yeah, my daughter, please.
Yeah, what's your daughter's name, please?
It's Jenna, spelled J-E-N-N-A, but...
Yeah. Scott, the last name, yeah?
Yeah.
And have you got a contact number for her, Karen?
Yeah, 2 seconds.
Thank you. I'm just going to text you my number now, Karen. Are you all right to just quickly send me that ID over now whilst I've got you on? Because I'm just finishing up. I've got a few more things to do.
Yeah,
and then I can just get it uploaded. Okay, it's fine. No worries.
What can I do? Did I get
anything? Anything I'll do. Don't matter what it is. As long as it's got your name, your address, and the date on it.
Yeah,
like a doctor's letter or anything.
Doctor's letters are all... that doesn't have a date on it.
Is it not?
What's that? Council tax? Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
So I've got council tax. What was the other thing you said? Passport?
Just passport or driver's license. So you're just chilling today then?
Yeah, just catch something to work.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Did you send over the WhatsApp,
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I just put hi, it's Gemma. Thank you. Alright, I'll just have a quick look at them. It's fine. And then, the letter's fine as well. Thank you for that. Right, I'm just trying to send you a text message now. All it is you just have to sign something, that's all. I won't be a second whilst I'm doing it. And then we're all done, and then what's going to happen, you're going to get a call. It'll probably be in about a week's time, I would have thought. It might be a bit sooner off an 0161 number. What I'll do is I will text you the number so you know which number to look out for. You're going to get a case welcome call, Karen, and they're just going to run through everything that we've got on the system just to make sure it's all correct for you, okay? And then they basically look after you. But if you ever want to speak to me, you can just text me and I can give you a call, okay? What's your postcode, please, Karen, at your home address?
G for Glasgow.
Yeah.
81.
Mm-hmm.
1 B for Bravo, P for Papa.
Brilliant. St. Andrew's Way, your door number?
11. And it's building 2.
Building 2.
It's flat position 11.
Yeah, so weird, the Scottish addresses. Get well confused. And I used to work for British Gas and like everyone just used to pay in the wrong bills because they could never figure out who was the right one.
Crossover, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I should be able to send this now. Yeah, right, you should get that text any second. Let me know when it comes through, Karen.
Yeah, that's come through.
Yeah, so if you just scroll to the bottom for me.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, it'll say execute all documents, and there's like a signature line. If you just sign it with your finger, Karen.
Just sign it what, sorry?
Sign it with your finger on the line.
Yeah.
And then execute all documents, press the blue button, and then that'll send it straight over.
Okay.
Brilliant. Yeah, I've got that. Thank you, Karen. So thanks for going through all of that with me today, okay? Like I said, I know it's not easy speaking about it, so I do really appreciate you going through that, okay?
I know, see the mindset when it meant work or if I'm about, you just don't, I'm in the house today, there's no fear about, it's a different house.
Exactly. It's when you're around people, the last thing you want to be doing is talking about this, isn't it? And then it's just going to ruin the rest of your day and stuff. So, yeah, don't worry. I completely get it, Karen. So, good luck with everything, okay? If you need anything, you've got my number, and I'll send you that number over now that you need to look out for your caseworker, okay?
Right, okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with everything, Karen, okay?
Right, Gemma. Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.